I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. First up, the penalties from Sonoma. Martin Truex Jr.'s number 19 was found with a single lug loose in post-race. His crew chief lost 10 grand. Kurt Busch, whose contract is up at Ganassi at the end of the year, is rumored to be talking to 2311 and Trackhouse Racing about a ride for next year. That'll team him up with either Bubba Wallace or Daniel Suarez. That'll be an interesting mix. We'll keep you updated on that one. Las Vegas Motor Speedway announced this week they'll be at full capacity for the September race, and Daytona International Speedway announced that they have tickets on sale this week for the 2022 Daytona 500. All three top series are heading to Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. The Truck Series kicks off a Saturday doubleheader. Johnny Sauter leads the active drivers here with 5 wins. Matt Crafton has 2, and Sheldon Creed is the defending champ. John Hunter Nemechek starts on the pole. Ben Rhodes, Carson Hoeiver, Todd Gilliland, and Austin Hill start top 5. You can catch the SpeedyCash.com 200 Saturday at noon on FS1. The Xfinity teams fire up right after the truck race. Austin Cindric is the defending champ of this one, and Justin Allgaier swept the stages and led 100 laps last year, so you'll be sure he's hungry. AJ Allmendinger has the pole. Justin Haley, Brandon Jones, Austin Cindric, and Daniel Hemric are top 5 starters. The fun begins with the Xfinity series at 3 p.m. on FS1. The Cup Series teams are running the 37th annual All-Star Race on Sunday. Texas becomes only the 4th track to host the event. To qualify, drivers need to have won in 2020 or 2021, or be a full-time past champion of the race, or a full-time past champion of the series. 17 make the field that way. For all the non-eligible drivers, it's the All-Star Open, 3 stages and 50 laps. The stage winners will transfer into the race, and one driver will be voted in by the fans. You can help a non-eligible driver by going to NASCAR.com before Sunday and voting. The All-Star Race will have 6 rounds and 100 laps. Rounds 1 through 4 will be 15 laps each. Round 5 will be 30, and the final will be a 10-lap run to the checkers. Just like usual, they added some inversions and a required 4-tire pit stop to add to the drama. In round 2, they'll random draw 8 to 12 cars for an inversion. The entire field will be inverted in round 3. Round 4, they again will random draw 8 to 12 cars. In round 5, they'll combine the finishes for round 1 through 4 and start in that order. They'll also require a 4-tire pit stop for all teams. In round 6, it's a simple 10-lap run to the checkers. The pit crews get a $100,000 bonus for the best pit stop, and the driver who wins the race gets a cool $1 million. Kevin Harvick has the most All-Star wins with 5, and Chase Elliott is the defending champ of the race. All-Star coverage begins at 6 p.m. Sunday on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's the Fast Lane for June 11th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned, and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires at the best prices.